This podcast covers all things health, your body, your brain, and your well-being. Each week, we'll be joined by doctors, as well as the occasional guest, to talk about the health topics that mean the most to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A 21-year-old man is treated with induction chemotherapy for acute lymphoblastic leukemia. His initial white blood cell count prior to treatment was 156,000. All of the following are expected complications during his treatment, except, so there's going to be four correct answers and one incorrect answer, okay?
Okay.
Option A is acute kidney injury. Option B is hypercalcemia. Option C is hyperkalemia. Option D is hyperphosphatemia. And option E is hyperuricemia.
I think what this question is getting at is tumor lysis syndrome and the complications related to that.
That's correct. Tell me more about tumor lysis syndrome.
So tumor lysis syndrome occurs most commonly in individuals who are undergoing chemotherapy for rapidly proliferating malignancies, including acute leukemias like in this patient. It's caused by the rapid destruction of tumor cells and the resultant release of intracellular ion and nucleic acids. There may also be activation of an inflammatory response. Now, as the chemotherapeutic agents act on these cells, there's massive tumor lysis that results in release of these intracellular ions and nucleic acids.
So the syndrome is a function of having a large tumor burden and the rapid killing effect of a chemotherapy agent, right?
Exactly.
Okay, you mentioned the acute leukemias. So besides ALL and AML, what other malignancies should people think of as risk for tumor lysis?
I'd also include on there non-Hodgkin's and Burkitt lymphoma, sometimes sarcomas, and rapidly growing solid tumors such as small cell lung carcinoma. In rare instances, it can be seen with chronic lymphoma or other solid tumors as well.
Okay, now this question is not focusing on the cancer. It's mostly focusing on the metabolic complications of the treatment. So which are the typical complications?
Yes, so the release of intracellular contents leads to a characteristic metabolic syndrome. And what you get is hyperuricemia, hyperphosphatemia, hyperkalemia, and hypocalcemia.
Okay, so that included choices C, D, and E. High potassium, high phosphate, and high uric acid levels are all characteristic. We'll talk about calcium in a second, but what about the acute kidney injury? You didn't mention that at all.
Here is a quick word from our sponsor.
We take this few seconds off to inform you, our valued loyal listener, about the best health and fitness podcast shows from the Nespod Studios. Join us as we give you the best of the best health and wellness updates you can rely on for the treatment of chronic health problems. Classic functional medicine back to basics health tips and special updates from the best doctors in the United States of America. Check out this health and wellness podcast shows. Explore Health Talk Weekly, Healthy Lifestyle Matters, Excellent Health Digest, Healthy and Free Daily, and last but not least, Weekly Health and Fitness Corner. Also, check out Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told fiction podcast, for that real life on the go experience with the 27-year-old golden boy, who made our guest invite number one list. He tells us about his story as it happens in real time and in real life. It's Nasty Boy CC, the truest story never told. Go get a load of that happiness, because happiness is healthy as we know it. Join us every week as we continue to provide you the best of health and fitness wellness updates from around the globe. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, so acute kidney injury can also result if uric acid crystallizes within the renal tubules. Plus, as I mentioned, there may be a systemic inflammatory response. So concomitant lactic acidosis and dehydration can increase the risk of acute kidney injury further.
So that means the answer is going to be B, hypercalcemia is not a part of this. What's the mechanism of that?
So hyperphosphatemia, which occurs due to the release of intracellular phosphate ions, causes a reciprocal reduction in serum calcium. So that's why you get hypocalcemia, which can be profound, leading to neuromuscular irritability and even tetany.
Okay. And I'm going to assume that, you know, these patients are also overall sick. So any volume depletion or other metabolic dysfunction will precipitate or contribute to acute kidney injury?
Yep, that can also contribute.
Okay, this is a two-part question day. So the first part of the question is that the answer was B, hypocalcemia, not hypercalcemia, is an expected complication of what we identified as tumor lysis syndrome in this patient. So let's get to the second part, which talks about treatment. The second question asks, in this patient, all of the following would be important for the prevention of the tumor lysis syndrome, except for, so there's going to be four correct answers again. So which one is incorrect? Option A is administration of allopurinol. Option B is administration of IV fluids at a high rate. Option C is alkalization of the urine to get a pH of greater than 7 by administration of sodium bicarb. Option D is frequent monitoring of serum chemistries every 4 hours. Or option E is prophylactic hemodialysis prior to initiating chemotherapy.
The answer to this question is E. Prophylactic hemodialysis is not performed unless there's underlying renal failure prior to starting chemotherapy.
Okay, so that we know the other four are components of treatment of tumor lysis, let's run through those quickly.
So it's important to monitor the serum electrolytes frequently during treatment. Laboratory should be obtained no less than 3 times daily, but more frequent monitoring is often needed, especially early after the initiation of chemotherapy. Allopurinol to control uric acid should be administered prophylactically, if possible, before the initiation of chemotherapy and usually at high doses. And if allopurinol fails to control uric acid to less than 8 milligrams per deciliter, respiracase, which is a recombinant urate oxidase, can be added at a dose of 0.2 milligrams per kilogram. Throughout this period, the patient should be intravenously well hydrated with alkalinization of the urine to a pH of greater than 7, and this lessens the risk of crystal development in the kidney.
So we covered a lot here. The teaching points in this case are that the tumor lysis syndrome occurs when there is rapid release of intracellular electrolytes due to a high tumor load and rapid killing from effective chemotherapy. The complications predominantly arise from the rapid increases in phosphate, potassium, and urate in the serum. In a susceptible patient, pre-treatment may be started with alkaline fluid administration and allopurinol combined with frequent monitoring of the serum electrolytes.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.